What we're going to do is we're going to play each of the tunes.
Yes.
One at a time, Michael.
You mean like this?
No, no, not like that,
Michael. I want to press the button.
Not yet.
Okay, all right.
Not yet. We're going to play each of the tunes.
Yes.
And then following the playing of the three tunes, we're going to ask our audience to give us a call, give us a vote on which tune they believe we should select for the theme song.
I remember that TV program. Name that tune.
Name that tune. Select that tune. And if you participate in our selection, you will receive a free piece of Alaska plaster gold from Alaskan Prospectors at 504 College Road. You'll want to take advantage of this.
12 or 13 pound?
Michael's going to quit.
Just went right over that.
Michael's going to quit being a radio announcer and become audience because he thinks that by listening to this show, he can make more money as an audience than he can as a radio announcer. That's what he said last week.
That's what Mr. Wally said. I should run around and pretend I'm an audience.
Okay. In addition to that activity, which we're going to launch into in just 1 minute, we're going to visit with our guest here today, which is Caroline Rowland from Alaska Women in Mining. And just for a moment, Carolyn, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Jim. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. Caroline, tell us when you came to Alaska.
I came to Alaska.
Wait, we got to get you into the microphone.
All right, am I in there now?
No, you got to get a little closer.
Okay.
There you are.
All right, I came to Alaska in 1973. It was March 1st.
March 1st, 1973. And how'd you get here, Carolyn? Did you fly, take a boat?
Oh, we drove to Alaska like a lot of other people. I think we sort of looked like the Greats of Wrath moving north.
I see. Did you come by ferry? Or?
We drove to Prince Rupert and got on the ferry and got off at Haines and drove all the way to Fairbanks.
I see. Where did you come from then?
Came from Idaho.
Idaho. Well, that's a long way from Idaho. And what have you done since you've come to Alaska, Caroline?
Oh, lots of things. What a lot of people did, worked on the pipeline. After that, I took some time off, and I currently work for a transportation company. My husband and I also mine and have a welding business.
Oh, I see. Are you plaster mining? Is that it?
Yeah, we plaster mine.
Stuff on the top.
That's in
the stuff on top.
Right, Michael.
I've learned.
You know what a plaster miner is.
You're
a good boy. Good student, Michael.
Thank you.
Caroline, where do you plaster mine? What part of the state?
We're in the Alaska Range near Healy.
Yeah, and have you been fairly prosperous at plaster mining, or is it marginal, or what's the story there?
Oh, I don't know. Plaster mining can tend to be up and down. It takes a phenomenal amount of investment, and some years the returns are better than others.
Well, I've got a little project for you here today, Caroline. What we're going to do is have a little contest. And I wondered if you'd help me out by taking the people's name down that phone in and vote and put their vote in a proper column in our voting schedule. Would you help me out with that?
Oh, I'm sure I can do that.
Okay, let's turn to this contest that we're having. Now, let me give you a little background on that contest. We agreed that we would accept people's notes and cards suggesting theme songs for Alaska Gold Trails, and I took those suggestions and several of us reviewed the songs. We selected out three that were potential candidates, and so what we've done now is that we have these three songs online, and we would hope that the listening audience would vote on one of these songs. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to play the songs, and then keep in mind the song that is selected, the person who has submitted the song that was selected will receive a gold nugget. And our first song then is Brother's Love, Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show, Hugo Montenegro from his album Neil's Diamonds. To that, folks, I have one little question for you. How would you like to strike it rich? Well, that's exactly what you will do if you travel out to 16-mile Chena Hot Springs Road and dine at Two Rivers Lodge. What an evening you'll have! An enchanting log structure with frontier decor, complete with a solarium overlooking a beautiful tree-bordered lake. What a pleasant setting for your dining enjoyment. I enjoyed that scenery just last week. If you enjoy exciting new tastes, the menu alone will be enchanting. Their appetizers include such delicacies as shrimp cocktails, stuffed mushroom cups, and the one I tried, hot and spicy chicken. I guarantee you'll love it. There's a complete list of main dishes, including veal plate, seafood plate, chicken plate, and of course, you don't want to forget the pleasures of steaks. And for dessert, my favorite, I told you about it last week, grapefruit pie. A fluffy body with bits of grapefruit spread throughout to add a delightfully tangy taste. Drinks, they have anything you might want, and perhaps some you have never heard of. How about coffee? They have Jamaican coffee, Mexican coffee, Spanish coffee, Irish coffee, Bailey's coffee, Kahlua coffee, and don't forget Two Rivers special, coconut brownie. That's Two Rivers Lodge, located at 16 Mile Chena Hot Springs Road. For reservations, phone 488-6815. That's 488-6815. Tell Stasha and Don Jim sent you. Was Brothers Love's Traveling Salvation Show by Hugo Montenegro from his album Neil's Diamonds. Neil's Diamonds.
Neil's Diamonds. I knew the man well.
You did. Our next selection from their album Greatest Hits, Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, Spanish Flea. Think about jewelry, you think about quality, and when you want quality, you think about Larson's Jewelry, located at 4th and Noble. That's where you can rely on quality and originality from Larson's Jewelers, whether you are looking for wedding rings and bands or a special piece for that special person. Larson's Jewelry has been in business since 1946, and they offer full jewelry and goldsmithing service. That's right, folks, you can stop right down there at Larson's Jewelry and watch the goldsmiths working on your jewelry. They either make the jewelry right there on site, or they can repair jewelry that you have that needs some attention. In addition to that, it's a comfortable feeling when you know you're getting quality as well as value. At Larson's Jewelry, they have a fine selection of silver sets and crystals that are sure, with time, to become a family treasure. And for a special gift that will be long remembered, they now have a new glass etching and engraving service. Larson's is more than a jewelry store. Their wide selection of beautiful trophies and plaques can be personalized to commemorate a special occasion or an achievement. I'd like to bring out a little personal note there. A few years ago, we placed a mineral display out at the airport. Larson's Jewelry did the engraving for the plates on that mineral display. So if you go out to the airport, look at the mineral display, you'll see some of the beautiful work that Larson's can do in their engraving department. Another offer that they have is for your safety and peace of mind. Larson's has a complete locksmithing service, including installation and servicing of all types of locks and safes. That's Larson's Jewelry, located at 4th and Noble, open 9 to 6 weekdays.
That was it. We got a phone call. Let's see what we're doing here. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
I'm sorry this is really not pertaining to gold, but I'd like to share with you something I read late last night.
Okay.
I was reading this book by Jimmy Carter, and he had been to some church, and the sermon that day was, if you were arrested today for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to indict you? And I just wanted to share that with you today.
Okay.
I'm getting weird, huh?
No, you're not.
That really impressed me. Okay. I'm getting ready to go to the doctor. I wanted to just share that with you before I left.
Anytime you want to share, just pick up a phone. We're
Thanks,
always
sir.
Here.
I love Herb Albert.
Yeah, him and his dumb fleas.
I like that bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I got you. Thanks.
Later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think we got to vote for Spanish Flea.
You want us? Let's start with the third song. Michael.
Okay.
What do you say? The third song is from their album, Twin Sons of Different Mothers, Dan Fogelberg and Tim Weisberg's Intimidation. From B&L Pawn Shop at the corner of Gaffney and Cushman. It's the most unpredictable variety store in Fairbanks. Now, folks, that's an understatement. It's like having a giant garage sale in one room. One-stop shopping will get you everything. Just to give you an idea, let me list a few of the items. They've got jewelry, clocks, stereos, headphones, guns, scopes, winches, propane bottles, tools, hats, musical instruments, cameras, TVs, radios, typewriters, and the list goes on and on. In fact, you can get anything at B&L Pawn. B&L traditionally has offered tremendous savings, but in addition, if you tell Killer you heard it on KFAR, she'll even sweeten the deal. And folks, if your money is a little tight, they'll help you out. Break in anything you feel is of value or use, and the folks at B&L Pawn will loan you the money to get through to better days. Or if you sell items on consignment, they'll work with you on that too. So, if you're looking for anything from snowshoes to diamond rings, see the folks at B&L Pawn, 605 Gaffney. Hey, you want to know who they are? Well, they're Jim, Bruce, Vera, and Killer. They're there and will be happy to deal. Killer never says no. They'll sell anything but the chandelier. And the only reason they won't sell the chandelier is because that's attached. However, if you talk to Killer, she might even make you a deal on that. That's B&L Pawn, folks, corner of Gaffney and Cushman. Give them a call, 452-6491. They're open 9 to 7, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday, and 12 to 5 on Sunday. And remember, tell Killer you heard it here on Alaska Gold Trails, and she'll sweeten the deal. Folks, if you'd like to vote on one of our tunes here, give us a call at 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Let's hear your calls.
Hi, this is Michael. You're on the radio.
Well, hi. Is it voting time?
It's voting time.
It's voting time.
Well, good, because I sure enjoyed Herb Alpert.
Okay, so that's Spanish Flea.
Spanish Flea.
One for the Flea.
Yes, that was much better than the other two.
I hear you. Thank you, darling.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye. This is Michael. You're on the radio.
Yeah, I agree with that gal. My vote's for Herb Alpert.
Herb Alpert. Herbie Alpert.
Spanish Flea.
Thanks.
Okay.
Hi, this is Michael. You're on the radio.
I'd like to vote for Brother Love.
Brother Love.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is Michael. You're on the radio.
Three for the Flea.
Three for the Flea.
Three for the Flea.
Three more. One more for the Flea.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hi, what do we got?
Spanish Flea.
The four for the Flea. Hi, what do we got?
Yes, I'd like to vote.
Yeah.
Tijuana Brass.
That's more Flea.
Say,
yes.
Yeah. If you'd like to give your name, you can pick up that free piece of Alaska plastic gold at Alaskan Prospectors.
Yes, my name's Wilma.
Wilma.
Oh, Wilma, okay.
Good enough, Wilma.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, go ahead and vote.
I vote for the Flea.
The Flea gets it, and who are we speaking to?
Veronica.
Veronica. You got it, Veronica.
Thank you.
Hi. Who are we voting for?
Voting for the Flea.
We're voting for the Flea. Who are we speaking to?
Glenn.
Glenn. Okay, thanks, Glenn.
Okay.
Hi, this is Michael. Go ahead.
The Flea.
The Flea? Who are we speaking to?
Marguerite Dennis.
Marguerite. Thank you, Marguerite.
Mm-hmm.
And they can pick up their gold, right?
Hi, who are we speaking to?
Jim, you're speaking to Maurice Blacher.
Hi. Maurice, how are you?
Hey, pretty good.
Who are you voting for, Bob?
I'm going with the flea with everybody else.
You're going with the flea.
It's
thanks,
a good,
Maurice. It's a good one.
It's a good one.
You got it, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Who are we going with?
Who are we going with?
Hello. You couldn't hear the first one and the third one very well. You could hear the Tijuana Brass the best.
Why, yes, the radio told us.
Do you...
I can hardly hear you, Michael.
You want to hear the flea? Or you want the flea?
Yes.
Okay. Flea. Who are we talking to?
Mary Lou Weiss.
Okay, Mary Lou, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi.
Brother Love.
Brother Love. Two for Brother Love and a million for the
who
flea.
Who are we speaking to?
Diana.
Diana. Thank you, Diana.
Thanks, Diana. Hi.
The flea.
The flea.
And by the way, Michael, you're cutting in and out.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
How about this? Are we still cutting in and out?
You're off right now.
Oh, you can't hear me? Can you?
No, now I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
The flea, anyway.
The flea. Thanks.
Okay.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi, I have one Spanish flea, too.
The flea.
Herb Alpert.
What is your name?
My name is Joe Deere.
Okay, we got it. Mark Gold. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, is that any relation to the Spanish fly?
Close.
All right, yeah, put me
you're
down.
Going with the flea.
Yeah.
He wants the flea.
He wants the flea. What's your name?
Dave.
Dave. Got
thanks, Dave.
Dave.
Go ahead, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, shoot, I was listening to the radio.
Yeah.
John Fogerty song, the last one.
The last one.
Right.
That was Intimidation.
Intimidation.
Right.
What's your name?
Everett.
Everett, we got you, Everett. Thanks for the call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. The flea, for sure.
The flea for sure. What's your name?
Linda Haskins.
Linda, thanks for the call.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hi, who do you vote for?
I hear you have fleas.
Fleas, yes.
You like fleas?
She likes the fleas.
I like the fleas.
Who are we speaking to?
Robo.
Oh, Robo.
Robo.
Yeah, scratch me, Robo. Okay, scratch this
not
one.
Not if you have fleas.
Thank you. Hi, who are we voting for?
I'm a Tim Weisberg fan.
You got it.
Hey, Intimidation.
You gotta like him.
Okay.
Yeah, we love him. What's your name?
This is Glenner.
Oh, thanks, Glenner. I know him. He's going to be on K-Wolf.
Howl
the Wolf. Turn on the wolf and run with the pack. Thanks. Okay, where we go? We got, more votes. You want more votes? Hi, who are we voting for?
Spanish Flea.
We're taking the flea. And what's
your
name?
We're taking the flea.
Rita Bailey.
Okay, great. Thanks, Rita.
Bye.
All right, we'll take about another 100 phone calls till we can make up our mind here. Hi, who are you voting for?
Intimidation.
And your name?
Doris.
Thanks.
Doris.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, keep her going. 479-8255. Make the big vote. I think the flea outweighs it all. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing it to a close.
No, keep calling.
The opinion is,
who are you voting for?
The flea.
The flea.
And this is Dick.
It's Dick. It's almost unanimous, Dick.
Thanks,
this
Dick.
This is it.
Okay.
Thanks, folks. Thanks for the
hi, who are we voting for? Are you there? Or did you hang up? They hung up. Okay.
Let me tell you the story now.
Wait, you're still calling. We got hello.
The flea.
Thank you for the flea.
You've got, Michael, we've got exactly 7 seconds to wind this up.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. No more calls.
Okay. Here we go. Spanish Flea. That's from Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Greatest hits. Who submitted it? Maurice Blatcher. Maurice, I'm happy to inform you that you have just won a 1/4-ounce gold nugget from Alaskan Prospectors at 504 College Road. I want to thank all the people who have voted on this contest. For those of you who gave us your name, you can stop down at Alaskan Prospectors and pick up your free piece of Alaskan Placer Gold. Now, for all those other folks out there who have submitted names, song names for this contest, I would like to announce who you are, and I don't want to leave anybody out on this. So, Betty Southwick, April Smith, Ed Sisson, B. Blatcher, and Bob Fugati, if you will stop down at Oxford Assaying and Refining on Wendell Street, they have a 1 troy ounce single silver gold ingot waiting there for you. So stop by Oxford Assaying and Refining, pick up your 1 ounce of silver. And thanks for participating in the selection of the theme song for Alaska Gold Trails. Thanks much, folks. Well, Caroline, we made it through. We got ourselves a theme song. And seems like Herb Alpert is one of the more popular people online. Let's talk a little bit about Alaska women in mining.
Okay.
Tell me, how long has, when did we form Alaska Women in Mining, Caroline?
Well, originally Women in Mining was founded in 1982. It's when they started to have their initial meetings. They were formally incorporated in 1985. They've been active pretty much from 82 until present.
Just what do they do in terms of, what is their goals as an organization, Caroline?
Okay. Alaska Women in Mining were a nonprofit organization. We were formed with some specific goals. The primary one was to promote the general welfare of the mining industry and to enhance social and educational and scientific opportunities for persons interested in the overall mining industry.
Did, in terms of scientific support, what do you do in that area? Do you have a short...
Pretty much we follow that through, along with the educational aspects of it. We've given scholarships to high school students, had poster contests with kindergarten through high school, some essay contests. We gave a donation to the Tanana Valley Community College for their minerals department there. You know, that helps enhance the scientific opportunities. We need to educate our youth.
Do you, in the scholarships that you gave the high school students, what was that for? Does that send them on to college? Is that the idea behind it?
Right. They were $1,000 scholarships that were awarded. They were general scholarships. The students could use them as they saw fit for their education. The only thing we did do in limiting it was only available for use at Tanana Valley Community College or the University of Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's real nice. Let's take a break here and talk about some of our sponsors. I want to talk about Hector's Welding, which has been serving Alaska for 40 years. Well, that's just older than Michael is. Talk about steel and iron stock for any job you have. Hector has over 600 tons of stock on hand. And folks, if you're creating some machinery out there, you want to keep that in mind. Their 14,400 square foot shop is capable of handling the most demanding work quickly and efficiently. No job is too small or too large for the skilled staff at Hector's Welding. Just for a moment, listen to the list of services. They can replace dozer blade liners. They also rebuild loader buckets and ripper shanks. They do heavy equipment repairs and modifications. And you miners out there know that mining equipment fabrication is a specialty, including sluice boxes, conveyors, feeders, grizzlies, screening plants. They also fabricate specialized riffles and punch plate. They have portable welding units for fast on-site repairs, and a specialty for the truckers, they straighten low boys, high boys, and truck frames. Hector's fully equipped fabrication shop is ready to serve you. Bring out your ideas and blueprint. It's a well-known fact that anywhere in the interior where the jobs are done, men in the field depend on Hector's for proven, rapid, reliable work. Rush jobs are no problem. Remember, Hector's Welding has been getting the job done and done right for 40 years. And now, an all-new service for the miners, Flocculants. Hector's is the gel log distributor. There's a free test kit available. All you have to do is stop out at Hector's and pick up the kit. Remember, folks, it's free. Wherever Alaska's miners are working, Hector's is the first name in gold recovery equipment. Located at 13 Mile Richardson Highway. Give them a call out there at 488-6432. That's 488-6432. Now a little word about Import Auto Body. You know that soon with the ice and the snow coming around that the roads are going to get a little slick and it might be crunch time here in the Fairbanks area. And Import Auto Body is there to serve you with your auto body needs. They're located at 2201 Judd Street next to the Jade Shop. Tim Schroeder is on hand, ready to serve you. He'll provide you with free estimates and top quality body work. They also offer insurance estimates. Import Auto Body uses the very finest materials available. They have a frame straightening and alignment machine that will straighten to within a millimeter of factory specs. And, of course, they use the latest technology. This machine is not limited to just imports, but is capable of satisfying the needs of U.S. autos as well. Factory replacement, you bet, they have them. Window replacement, they can do it. Restoration, keep in mind, folks, if you've got an old antique car that you want restored, you can get the finest work possible in Fairbanks, right there at Import Auto Body. They have in addition, they have a urethane primer that will make your car like new. Find a deal on a used import that only needs minor repairs and take it to Import Auto Body. They can fix it up for you. Import Auto Body, specializing in quality auto body repairs. They are located at 2201 Judd Street, right next to the Jade Shop. Give Tim a call at 451-8456. Okay, Carolyn. Regarding the activities of Alaska Women in Mining, what do you do to raise money for these scholarships and other donations that you make?
We've done a lot of different things. We're real active with the Placer Mining Conference in the spring. During that time, we sponsor the Gold Diggers Monte Carlo Ball.
Ooh, that's a fun one.
It is a fun one. You know, it's just like having Las Vegas in downtown Fairbanks.
Yeah, I know. I lost a bunch of money there.
Yeah, we sponsor that. We do various things around the community. Haven't been into fundraising too much lately.
Did you also have another activity called the Chautauqua? Can you explain what a Chautauqua was or is? Or
Chautauqua, I believe, was kind of like a town meeting. For a few years, we did have a Chautauqua. It was a meeting and educational opportunity for members of the community to better understand mining. One of the events we had with the Chautauqua was Mining Woman of the Year. That's since evolved to more of a get-together time that we hold at the Pioneers' home and honor the pioneers at that time and the pioneer miners, men and women.
I attended that particular meeting last year, Caroline, and it was well attended by the members of the mining community and people from around town. Do you intend to have another meeting there this year, or when do you plan to repeat this?
Yeah, at this point, we're still in the planning stages. We haven't made any selections as to mining man or woman, probably woman of the year. We did like holding that at the Pioneers' home. One of the things we had decided was that there are a lot of old-timers out there who have made real substantial commitments and to the community, and that we need to honor them, and we're losing them very rapidly. And, you know, we feel real strongly that those people are very important, and they need to be honored. Sometimes they don't get honored as much as they should be. So for that reason, I really assume that we will be going back to the Pioneers' home to hold anything.
And what other activities aside from that, Caroline, do you have planned?
Well, that's a good one. At this point, we've just gotten back from being in the field for the season. We've only had a couple of organizational meetings. It's real difficult when you have an organization. Quite often, in the summertime, you're out mining, and therefore you don't really do a whole lot. So we're just now getting back into the swing of things. Our annual meeting is in November, where we'll have our election of officers. Quite a few of us are going to the conference in Anchorage this next weekend.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a break here, and then we'll get back with the information regarding the conference in Anchorage. And first, let's talk about Gold Nugget Taxi. Gold Nugget Taxi is a firm advocate of an educated Alaska mining industry, and they fully support the placer miners in their effort to provide a stable, healthy industry for Fairbanks and interior Alaska. If you're looking for value in transportation, call Golden Nugget Taxi at 451-TAXI. That's 451-8294. Remember, let's keep our mining industry strong. And when you need a lift around town, call Gold Nugget Taxi at 451-8294. Remember, folks, Gold Nugget Taxi believes a working community is a healthy community. Let's work together to keep our mining industry strong. This is a message from Golden Nugget Taxi, which offers reasonable rates and courteous, friendly service. When you need transportation, call Golden Nugget Taxi. Easy phone number to remember, that's 451-TAXI, 451-8294. And by the way, folks, tell them you heard of their support for the industry from Jim on KFAR's Alaska Gold Trails. Okay, we were going to talk a little bit about the Alaska Miners Association conference that will be held in Anchorage. What was the date on that? Do you have that on hand, Caroline?
It's the 28th, I believe, through the 31st. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Right, and they'll be holding a lot of talks on different aspects of mining around the country, not only restricted to Alaska, but how mining activity is carried on in other states. And this is to probably, I guess, we could consider it to enhance the mining industry in the state of Alaska, kind of a learning procedure, isn't it, Carolyn?
That's true. And, you know, in Fairbanks, we tend to think of mining as being gold mining, but mining is really involves coal and also gravel production.
And we also have some pretty large load deposits that are coming online.
That's true.
In addition to that, in a small calendar of events, following the October 28th through 31st Alaska Miners Association meeting that will be held at the Hotel Captain Cook in Anchorage, we also have a couple of other items that might be interesting to the mining community out there. These were brought to my attention by the leaders of the various associations here in town, and one of them was that written comments are due on the Dunkel Land Exchange, and that if you'd like to make written comments on that particular subject, you would send the information to the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Land and Water Management, P.O. Box 107005, and that's in Anchorage, Alaska, 99510. Or you can send it to National Park Service, 2525 Gamble Street, Room 107, Anchorage, Alaska, 99503. And some things that are coming up at the University of Alaska Mining Extension. On December 1st, we will be starting a mining and milling class. So those of you who are interested in mining and milling, you should contact the Mining Extension office on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. Their phone number is 474-7702. Or you can call me, Jim, at my office phone, and that's 456-2569. Now, Caroline, we were speaking about some of the activities around the calendar of events that occur. You haven't anything other than the Placer Mining Conference that is occurring in the near future. Tell us about how ladies that are interested in information on the Alaska mining industry might join Alaska Women in Mining.
Okay, well, there are a couple of things they could do. They could call me directly. I can be reached most easily at 452-1022, and I'd be happy to give them any information and member forms. If they know someone who is a member of Women in Mining, come to the next meeting with them. You can join then. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 83743, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99708. And they could write us a letter also. It doesn't cost a lot to belong to Women in Mining. You just have to care about the industry, and dues are $10.
And I suppose they should have us bring their interest in mining along with them as well.
Yes, bring some interest and some enthusiasm. It's a fun group.
Tell me, Caroline, is Alaska Women in Mining restricted to Fairbanks, or do you have extensions in other parts of the state?
Last year, we formally formed a branch in Anchorage. They have approximately 55 to 65 members right now. We have about 70 in Fairbanks.
I see. So you have a pretty good counterpart there in Anchorage. Do you have any plans in developing extensions in other parts of the state?
We'd certainly like to. We've been approached by some ladies in Juneau. There are also some ladies in Nome that are a little bit interested. You know, we have it set up to form additional branches if need be for women in mining. All they need to do is contact us, and we'll be more than happy to help them set up and get things moving.
Say, folks, if you have any questions of Caroline here and like to know how to join in with Alaska Women in Mining and their efforts to support the mining industry of the state of Alaska, you can give us a call here at Alaska Gold Trails. The number is 479-TALK. That's 479-TALK. 8255. What else do you have planned? Caroline, what else would people like to know about Alaska Women in Mining?
Oh, gee. one of the things I might like to ask the community to do for Alaska Women in Mining, we are considering, once, as I said before, honoring some mining women and men of the year. We'd be more than happy to have some suggestions from the community about honorable names. We might mention some people that need some recognition. When you're thinking of people, you think of a lot, but there's always someone that might be left out. And if someone out there had some good input as to some people we might want to recognize, that would certainly be appreciated.
Well, from a personal standpoint, Caroline, you appear to me to be one of the a typical Alaska woman in mining member. What role, I understood that you said that you entered into the mining game early on. How long ago did you and your husband begin participating in mining in Alaska?
Oh, we started sort of dabbling in mining around 1980, and we're in the Eureka area for a short period of time. Then we just kind of followed it for a while and knew that that's something that we wanted to do, and we're trying to get our resources together to go about it. 3 years ago, we began mining actively in the Alaska Range.
And by mining actively, you mean you went into large-scale open-cut mining? Is that...
Well... I don't know how large you consider it, but yeah, we started actual production on a mine of washing gravel.
Uh-huh. And explain to us how you went through that. Do you have big equipment, like big cats and
Yeah. We have a couple of D8 tractors and a loader and an excavator and our Maytag, as we call our washing plant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, trailers to live in. I mean, it's a regular old home out there.
Is that right? All the conveniences?
Just about everything except indoor plumbing.
I see. I won't go into that. Let's talk about Arctic Springs for just a moment. Robert, Charlene, and James Johnson own and operate a family business here in Fairbanks called Arctic Springs. They started manufacturing leaf springs and U-bolts for all sizes and types of vehicles and heavy equipment several years ago. Because of their interest in developing a leaf spring manufacturing plant in Fairbanks, they became one of the first businesses to be awarded the use of the Made in Alaska logo for businesses using Alaskan products and labor. That's impressive, isn't it? They're one of the first people to be given the Made in Alaska logo. To give you an idea of what they can do over there on Alta Way in their 6,000 square foot manufacturing plant, listen to this. They manufacture and recondition springs for snow machines, cars, trucks, heavy equipment, and get this, even aircraft. They have two huge 30-inch by 8 feet heat treatment ovens, which can accommodate just about any material that needs heat treating. The ovens are divided into the heating oven, which develops a temperature of 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and a tempering oven, which develops a temperature of 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit. In addition, springs can be re-arched and U-bolts cold bent to your... Wait a minute. I've got an idea. They have a heating oven that can develop a temperature of 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, maybe John Karabko out there can correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, Placer fines will melt at about 1900 to 1950 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's possible then, if you folks out there with a large amount of placer fines would like to have them melted down into a Dory bar that if you took your mold over to Arctic Springs, they could probably put your placer fines into the mold and melt it into a Dory bar for you. That's a good thought. Hey, if you decide to try that, go over there, talk to Bob, and if it works, call me back, let me know. It's a good idea. A lot of miners out there have asked me where they could get their gold turned into Dory. Hey, let's talk about raising and lowering your vehicle. They can do that too. Arctic Spring handles both standard and custom-made coil springs. And look at what they stock. A complete line of steel, brass, rubber, and Teflon bushings. Torsion bar axles for auto trailers, snow machines, trailers, and I didn't know weasels used torsion bar axles. Finally, folks, they build trailers to your specifications. So bring in your blueprints or your sketch. That's Bob, Charlene, and James Johnson at Arctic Springs, 285 Alta Way. Give them a call at 451-8612. And try that Dory bar business. Might work. Okay, Caroline. We were talking about your camp out there at the mine, how fully equipped it was. Does that mean that do you have VCRs and things of that nature where the men come in after a hard day's work and they sit around and watch a little television and take a hot shower? Can they take a hot shower? Can they do all those things out at a mine?
Well, they can take a hot shower. We don't have a VCR and a TV. They have to work too hard, so they just come in and eat and relax for a little bit and go to bed and get up the next morning and start all over again. Curly's been saying we're going to get a satellite dish, though.
Oh, is that right? It's going to make things easy. How long is the shift that they work out there?
Pretty much from dawn to dusk, and that means it can be pretty long come June.
That's right, 24 hours a day.
And yeah, when you're out mining, you tend to go just as long as you can go because the season's so short, you can't afford to take any time off.
Does the, how short is the season? Or how long is the season?
Well, this year it's been a little longer due to the weather, but generally speaking, you have to figure you've got roughly 90 days to get your work in from the time the ground thaws and the water thaws so that you can begin working to the time it freezes up.
And do you clean up every day, do you clean up the washing plant every day and get the gold out of it? Do you get big gold? Do you get little gold? What kind of gold do you get?
We get mostly little gold. Everybody has big dreams of getting big nuggets, and I'd like to find that 10-pound nugget, too. But realistically speaking, in a placer mine, quite a bit of what you get is smaller, finer gold.
Well, you know, I want to talk about a little gold. A little gold isn't very much money. So let's just give me a break here. I want to talk about Gabe's and a place where it'll only take a little gold. And whether it's an auto, a light truck, a motorhome, or a big rig, for the best service in town, it's Gabe's Truck and Auto Repair. That's, by the way, folks, that's not just my opinion. Last year, the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce gave Gabe's Truck and Auto their prestigious Raven About Fairbanks Award for providing the best vehicle service in Fairbanks. That's impressive, isn't it? The prestigious Raven About Fairbanks Award. Gabe's has two large shops and 8 mechanics on hand to serve you. With that much attention, you know you will get fast, courteous service and have your vehicle back in a hurry. In addition to engine and general vehicle maintenance, Gabe's can also repair automatic transmissions, realign front ends, and repair, mount, and balance tires. All that. And new and rebuilt engines come with a 12-month or 12,000-mile warranty. As you can see, Gabe's is a one-stop service center. And if you need an IM inspection, this is a classic. This is a classic, folks. Gabe's has a no-pass, no-pay policy. That's right. If you don't pass, you don't pay at Gabe's. Gabe's also has a special deal for you folks who are getting your vehicle ready for winter. If you get an oil change, filter, and lube, or a tune-up at Gabe's, you'll also get a free winterization inspection. This 30-minute inspection covers such items as heater antifreeze, check gearboxes, inspect fan belts, battery, and all fluid levels in your vehicle. And don't forget Gabe's towing service. He has 3 wreckers available 24 hours a day, and can handle any size rig. Getting a tow is as easy as calling 456-6156. With this icy weather about to fall upon us, folks, you might want to write that number down and put it into your glove box. You can call Gabe's at 456-6156, and he will take care of your vehicle and probably save you money at the same time. You can turn your rag into a ride at Gabe's Truck and Auto, located off Van Horn, and you know where? Near Metro Field. Give him a call at 456-6156. Okay, Carolyn, we're running a little bit out of time. Perhaps we should bring it to a close for one more Friday afternoon, and I want to thank you for being with us today. And I'd like to tell all our folks, thank you for listening to Alaska Gold Trails, and most of all, I want to thank you all for participating and selecting our theme song. And here it is. What do you call that? Oh, sounds like Spanish Flea to me. Folks, we'll see you next week, right here, Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock on Alaska Gold Trails. This is Jim Madonna saying thanks for listening.
You're listening to KFAR 660 AM. We'll join ABC News in progress.
The day it had been hoping for. Volume was heavy, but less than half what it was earlier in the week. There were no big swings in the Dow Jones average. At the close, it finished just a fraction above where it was when trading began. There were visual signs of a calmer stock exchange. Brokers were standing around for a few moments.